All right, there's growing concern about the amount of lead children can safely be exposed to. Some researchers now say the only acceptable amount is none at all. They're calling for stricter regulations on lead children can encounter in water, dust, and soil. Here's NPR's Ray Ellen Bichelle.
When lead was taken out of many products over the last few decades, levels of the metal in U.S. children's blood plummeted. But the American Academy of Pediatrics says the problem is not over.
We've taken lead out of the paint, and we've taken lead out of the gasoline, but the history is still present.
That's Dr. Jennifer Lowry. She's a medical toxicologist with Children's Mercy, a hospital in Kansas City, Missouri. She's one author on a statement out today in the journal Pediatrics that calls for lower limits on the amount of lead allowed in homes, schools, and yards. When children breathe in or swallow material with lead in it, the metal can get into the bloodstream. The body can mistake it for calcium or iron, potentially allowing lead to settle into bones or to disrupt important processes. Some lead used to be considered okay.
Kind of drives me crazy when people say, well, they have a normal lead level. Well, no, they don't have a normal lead level. The normal lead level is zero.
Low-level lead exposure is known to affect behavior and learning. By some estimates, preventing children from coming into contact with lead would prevent the loss of more than 20 million IQ points. According to the CDC, if a child's blood level is more than 5, it's a red flag for healthcare providers. But Lowry says at that point, the harm's already done.
We cannot have our children be canaries in the coal mine where they get exposed first, they get the poison, and then we have to try to fix it. If we want to actually do the right thing, we should prevent them from happening in the first place.
The Academy is calling for more proactive testing of children's blood. It has also recommended funding by the federal government for initiatives like removing lead paint and dust from public housing and replacing the lead service lines that bring water into many homes. Ray Ellen Bichelle, NPR News.